Blog Talk Radio.
She's going to give us a little bit of taste of a little desire. Anybody need a desire? You have any desire? All right, we were experiencing some technical difficulties, but we are back up, and we're going to continue on regardless. God is good, and we're grateful to be here tonight in his presence, and so we just invite you, Lord, to come and take control and just be in every part, in the music part of the ministries, your word, and just in each and every part, so we will continue on. Here we go.
Oh,
each and every day. We just need more. I desire more. I have a desire for more. I want to continue to get more. And the closer I get to him, the closer I will be. So if I seek him and seek him early, he will be there. I will find him. If we have our scripture ready, we can go ahead and get started with our scripture. And then we're just going to talk to you tonight just about getting to know him, building our intimate relationship with him, and just asking the question, how is your relationship with God? It is what you want it to be. So how close are you to God right now? And then how do you build up on the relationship wherever you're at, whatever stage that you're in right now? We all have, we're born in a stage. We're already born attached to God, our spirit to spirit, already attached. You don't have to do anything. He's already sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do for you. So the bridge is there. The invitation has already been offered to you. So it's whether you have accepted it, you're in the thinking about accepting it, I want the word tonight to penetrate your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and just to see wherever you're at right now, how to grow on that, how to make your relationship into a deeper passion for you, how to get it exciting for you, how to get to a point that you can't wait to just speak to the Lord daily, that you get excited about running to your prayer closet, you get excited about telling the world of what God has done for you, what it is that you're doing right now, what steps he has you taken right now, what it is that he's spoken to you to give to others. I want excitement in your life. This is not something that is so out there that you're just weird or something, but this is joy. This is true, pure joy. And this is unconditional love. That's what we're looking for, right? Unconditional love. Well, that's what Jesus offers us. That's what we're going to speak about tonight. It's getting you in the position to strengthen your relationship with God. Hallelujah. All right, sister, go ahead and start our scripture for us.
I'm going to do Psalms 103, verse 1 through 6. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with your love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for reading the word to us tonight. That's a thank you for dedication just to read that word to us. And then I thank you, Jesus, for all of the ones that are hearing your word. Not just listening to, but actually hearing your word. And then the ones that are actually going to take your word and do something of it. So the doers of your word, we thank you for them tonight. Thank you, Tatiana. Praise be the name of the Lord, and his name shall always be higher than any demonic spirit over you, higher than anything that's going on in the world, any disasters. We just want to take out time to pray for everyone in the Boston area, all around our country, because we are as one, correct, aren't we? We are united. We are one as America, correct? So regardless, even as a country, you know, we have to lay down our barriers of fighting every now and then and just remember we're still one, under one nation and one God, whether we believe it or not. One nation and one God. So as whatever it was or whoever it was that has went against, again, different parts of our cities, we're still not for sure exactly all the details of the bombing at the Marathon there in Boston, but we are for sure of one thing, that our God is still sovereign. We are for sure of another thing, is that the enemy intended for this to be much worse than it was. So we have to speak on the victory of this thing, even though there was tragedies, and we definitely, you know, God bless, and we feel the hearts of those, you know, and even the ones that survive that are critically injured or even injured at all, our prayers go out to each and every one of you and the families of those that are lost. The enemy wanted it to be 170, 180 something, whatever the injured list is, that number, you know what I'm talking about? He intended for that to be all fatalities. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, he loses again. He still does not lose. So we want to make sure that even in the midst of tragedies like this, that we look and see how God's hand of mercy has still blocked us, has still shaded us, is still protecting us. That could have done way more damage than it did, but he's still there. So in the city of Boston, just want you to know that we as a country is still with you. And then we as United States of America, we are united. Our president is united. We're all united together. So God bless America. God bless America. Everyone should make sure you're praying just for our country. Pray for Jerusalem. Pray for Israel, because the Bible speaks of what was and what is and is to come. And that is Jesus Christ, and his works will be done in this land. Hallelujah. His protection is still here, regardless of what you see around you. His love is still here. His directions are still here. And the choices that we make sometimes sets us up for circumstances, and not saying we did anything to cause what happened at the marathon, hear me from the spirit, but in our daily lives, there's things that we do. Each individual, we don't know what the individuals were that were involved and what was going on in their lives, but we know that everybody has the same opportunity to get an intimate relationship with Christ. And you know not the day, the time, or the hour when you're going to need to call on his name. You may have had a glorious day today, and you didn't feel like you needed him for anything. But I tell you, we need him each and every day. Each and every moment of every day, we need him. Some are more than others. And so in situations like this, you're going to need someone to call on to, because your mind can't fathom. Your heart's not able to take that. When an explosion goes off or when something else devastating happened in your life, your body is just flesh. It can't heal itself. It can only do so much. But you need to call upon God Almighty to stand in there for you. And as we recap a little bit, although the Lord himself, as we spoke of on our last evening, our Lord, our God, our Almighty, he is the one who initiates and he builds up that relationship with us, and he invites us to come and get a closer relationship. He asks us to participate in the process also. And we get lazy sometimes, and we just think that we're doing our job by showing up on Sunday morning or just by saying that we're a Christian. But as we see that just talk is talk, talk is cheap. And we see in the lives of people each and every day that claim to be this or that, are so far away from it and have no idea of where to run to for comfort, for refuge. They have no idea where to run to for comfort, for joy, for peace. Because we're looking for God to do it all. We'll say, well, you know, God, where are you? Why aren't you doing anything? He said, I'm right here. But it's you have to do something in the process too. And just like with any other relationship that involves intimacy, intimacy is not just a one-sided venture. See, the Lord, again, as we recap, again, can come and just bombard our lives if he chose. He could bombard us with revelations of himself. But if we are still not interested in having that closer relationship with him, we won't see him. We won't hear him. We will never get the point of what he's saying or what he's trying to prove to us. So to develop that close relationship with God, it requires a few things from you. Like, it requires your time. We must be willing to set aside time to meet with the Lord every day. There's your key word, every day. And somebody said, oh, no, come on now, every day? But that's what it's about. We want to get excitement into your life. You want to see your kids, your babies, every day. Most of the days, right? You know, you want to see your spouse every day. Most of the days, right? I want you to understand that he has a place for you and a relationship designed just for you and him that is so intimate. Oh, that you can't wait to just get his direction before you start out to do something, before you decide to say something. Just to come home and just say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Just to wake up in the middle of the night as you're turning over saying, thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus. No, I'm not talking spooky. It's so much beyond that. It's such a peer. It's a lovely thing. You wake up in the middle of the night, you may look at your loved one and say that. This is deeper than that. So furthermore, we need patience. Because a close relationship takes years to develop. And if we're just beginning the process, then we can't expect to have the same level of intimacy as someone who has walked closely with the Lord for 50 years if they are in a daily conversation, if they're in daily relationships with Him. Now, if they've been walking with the Lord for 50 years, but however, they still haven't developed a relationship where they're in a daily, intimate relationship with Him, then yeah, you're probably farther ahead than they are, even though you're just getting started. We must take time, and then we must learn how to share. Sharing is very important. Since selfishness hinders relationships, is that correct? Then we need to give ourselves freely to the Lord, without holding back any areas of our life. And that includes our dreams. That includes our goals, our families, our friendships, our extracurricular communications, our commitments, our finances. We must share. We must be able to be intimately open with the Lord in all areas of our lives. So we need to give ourselves freely to the Lord. So the Lord is asking you to go and be a part of some clothing ministry or a feeding the homeless ministry or setting up something for the governor of your town that's going to be promoting something about bettering the city or your state. We are to give ourselves openly, and it's not a thing that, oh boy, here I am again. Wow, I really didn't want to do this. I'm always working on this building committee, and nothing gets built here to church. Maybe something inside of you that you're supposed to be contributing to get the leadership on board of how you actually start the building ministry that's going to be productive. I'm just trying to show you examples of how you should be sharing of your time. And then you have listening is our next one. Commitment is communication. And communication is essential in any relationship. Can I get an amen from the sisters out there one time? The Lord has so much to say to us through both in His Word and then in the inner connection of His Spirit. He has so much to say to us. That's why we must be actively listening for His voice during the course of the day. And there's so many things out there in the world that is designed by the enemy to block your communication with the Lord, to get your attention off of Him. When you're just driving and you're thinking about Him or you're sitting at your desk and you just get a lovely thought in your mind and you're just thinking of peace and you're there with the Lord and something else will come and flash by that just draws your attention off of Him. Just be able to recognize what's happening. And that gives you an opportunity to stop it and say, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to stay right here in the presence of the Lord. Attention is the next one. God is always attentive to us, whether we feel it or believe it or not. God is always attentive to us. But we're easily distracted, as we were just talking about. We get distracted with responsibilities. It may not be anything negative. It may be some our real responsibilities that distract us. Distract different concerns and pleasures of life. All kind of different sorts of things in this world are there set up to distract us. Intimacy requires attentiveness in our time along with the Lord, as well as the awareness of His presence in every situation we face. Sometimes we forget to give every situation over to Him. But we have to make sure we are aware that if we invite Him, that His presence should be in every situation that we face. He's there. He's just willingly waiting for us to acknowledge that He's there and accept His His love, his time, his peace, whatever it is the word needed at that time. Openness. Transparency is a key characteristic of an intimate relationship. It requires an openness free of the fear of commendation. I mean, you can be condemned by all kinds of different things, but you got to be move beyond that. You can't have that fear, oh, they're going to condemn me. Condemnation is something that you're going to face in many different areas and many different ways, but you can't be able to. So as you read back on this or pick it up out of the archives, remember to rate the show. Take it with you. Let's continue. As far as our openness with the Lord, hiding areas of weakness from the Lord, or we try sometimes to just exclude him from portions of our life, but it'll never work because he already knows everything. We try to tell him what we think the people want us to hear in our prayers, even in churches. As we sing, and we sing our songs and sing our hearts out, and we'll allow some of that to penetrate us, but that deep part that makes us convict ourselves, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to live that. We don't want to deal with that. No, we don't. And then when it gets to the prayer, we want to talk to God, and we want to ask him to forgive us for this here and this here, but we don't never want to deal with this big thing that we can't speak to our brothers and sisters, or we're still having a problem of giving. We still think someone's trying to take from us. God doesn't need anything that you have. If he asks you to give your time, to give whatever it is that he's asking of you, it is there to help you. That is a benefit to you. He's asking you to forgive somebody. That is a benefit to you. He's not taking away from you. He's giving you more time. He's giving you more life. He's giving you more joy. See, I don't care what area of life that you're being asked to give in, and we should be giving daily in so many areas, but let me tell you now, you can't beat God's giving. Now, I know you've heard the song, may even have sang it, but let's get down to it. You really cannot beat God's giving. I don't care. The more that you give, it's just proven. Read Malachi. He said, I will devour the enemy for you, your sake. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. Just keep on giving. I promise you it's true. You can't beat God's giving. You can't beat God's giving. In your openness, again, there's no need of hiding different areas that you're weak in. Give them over to God. Let him know, God, I have a problem with this giving thing. Reveal yourself to me. Show me how this is. Whatever it is I need to know, I just know I have a problem with this giving thing. I know I have a problem with forgiving. I know I have a problem with moving and going into areas. I'm not even a speaker. And you want me to go and just tell these people that, or go represent you in this way or that? I have a problem. I don't want to be disobedient, but I just have a problem doing that. I just need you to just direct me, show me, give me what I need. And he will. He will be right there for you. He already knows everything about you anyway. Condemnation should not stop you from moving forward and doing what he's saying to do in his will. Because if you just learn to open your mouth, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. He'll speak for you. If you just show up at the place that he's guided you to, he'll do it for you. He'll bring all the ones into place that needs to be there. Hallelujah. He already knows everything. Confession is a privilege. It's a privilege that actually cleanses your spirit, your heart, your soul. Confession is a privilege of cleansing. And it should never be avoided because of pride. Because of what? Pride. And then we have to learn to trust. Without trust, there can be no intimacy. I hear so many times people say, you can't trust anybody these days. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. God still has people out here that are trustworthy people. And you can always trust in God for him to bring them into your life. You got to trust in God. Lean not to your own understanding or who the world may say it is that you should trust. But just keep on trusting in God. Believe me, God has someone designated right now for you that's going to be trustworthy in your situation. Sometimes distrust of God is the result of just failure to actually understand his ways or because we fail to understand his purpose. And we try to do it, like I said, our own ways, our own understanding. But we fail to see that it's his will and his way that is going to get us to where we need to be, to our promised land, to get our answers to all of these puzzling questions that's over our head and our lives. It's his purpose. That's why reading the scriptures is so important. We need to know what he says about himself. We need to know what he says about his actions. We need to know what he says about the situations that we're going through. We need to know which scripture that we're bringing into the battle that you're in. We need to know about his actions and how he promises that how he will respond in those situations. And then you just repeat the word back to him in your prayer. God, you said. And I know that you can't lie. So I'm expecting a miracle in this area because you promised it to me. But if you don't know what you are, what's due to you, you have no idea of what to stand on. You have no foundation of where to start. But we have to learn to trust him. We have to learn to trust him. We need to know his actions. We need to know his will. We need to know his purpose. Hallelujah. And then once the trust is firmly anchored into your minds, then we can watch how he works in our lives. We can watch how he works and we can discover that he's always faithful. He's always faithful. The same situation he bought you out of 2 years ago when no one said that you would ever make it out, but you're here. When you tried to kill yourself and he stopped you because he showed you something, just a portion of the plans that he has for you. And look at you, you're here. You have a family now. You have a smile on your face now. But you refuse to look down and help somebody else that's going through the same turmoil that you were going through. You know how you were feeling, even if you didn't tell anyone. You know behind that smile that you had before, you know how devastated you were. Teach someone else how to trust in God. Tell your testimony to somebody else. Let them know that they're not the only one going through a test. Share with somebody that how your test turned into a testimony. Then we need to love. As we grow in our knowledge of the Lord, and as we experience his loving care for us, and our love for him, it'll just naturally increase. So instead of being a distant deity, who is a lot of us look at God like that, it's just someone distant, the man up above, the man upstairs, you know, the big man, the boss. In other words, he's just a distant deity. Instead of that, once you learn to grow into his knowledge and his experience, I tell you, it just becomes the primary focus of your devotion. He will take over the primary focus of your devotion. One of the beautiful things that I love about our church is that Pastor LaSalle Vaughn has been, and his wife, co-pastor Portia Brooks Vaughn, has just heard from the Lord just as far as praise and worship. Our praise and our worship, two different things, but they really put you in the presence of the Lord. We really take out time to just really praise him. and really just worship the Lord. Not entertain each other so much, but just gives you an opportunity to just block everybody else out. Block everything else out that is happening in the world. Lay everything down at the altar. And let's just get real before the Lord. Open up your hearts and let him just speak to you. Hear from the Lord. And then you'll be able to hear the word. The word just flows right over the pulpit into your heart, into your joy. It gives you that opportunity to just walk out of there already walking on the word. Just being determined that no condemnation, no prejudice, nothing is going to separate you from doing what it is that you know that you've heard from the Lord to do or saying. It just gives you that utmost boost to go throughout your day, to go throughout your week. Hallelujah. The person to whom God draws near. The Lord desires intimacy with all of us, but the conditions of our hearts determines whether we experience it. It's each individual's heart. It's up to us. And if we're careless or indifferent about our relationship with him, then we don't have a heart for him, a true heart for him. But the Lord can build an intimate relationship with any of us who desire to walk in his ways, who desire to do his will. So regardless of where you're at today, this doesn't mean that you would never stumble, but rather it means that your focus is always going to be on the Lord, regardless of where you're at right now. He can build an intimate relationship with you. He's extending that invitation. And he'll bring you to a place that your mind will just be focused on him. And you'll be focused in a living manner that pleases him. You'll start to live different. As we close, another characteristic of the kind of close relationship that we've been discussing is a surrendering life. In Mark 8:34, it tells us about a surrendering life. And those who are willing to yield control of their lives to the Lord prove with their submission that more than anything else, they long for a deeper relationship with him. I'm willing to go through whatever circumstances are required in order to know him more fully and to love him more completely. I'm willing to go through it. You have to go through to get through. You have to go through in order to break through that mess. You have to go through and able to get through and get to that next level. I'm willing to go through. Are you willing to go through? If you're willing to give yourself fully to the Lord, he will faithfully give himself to you. His life will become your life, one of peace, one of comfort, joy, one of a transforming love. If you're willing, that's what an intimate relationship with God is all about. And this kind of ongoing connection will be costly. But I promise that once you've tasted its fruit, you realize it was worth every sacrifice. It was worth every sacrifice. Hallelujah. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I just ask you to repeat after me and not close in here. It's just a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you're truly the Son of God. I confess that I've sinned against you in thoughts, words, and deeds. Please forgive all my wrongdoings and let me live in relationship with you from now on. I receive you as my personal Savior. I accept the works that you accomplished once and for all on the cross. And I thank you for saving me. Help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Amen. We would gladly send you any free materials, Bibles, or anything that you need by contacting us just simply at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can simply pick up the phone and call us, 210-253-9093. We want to pray with you, be there for you, and anything that we can do to help you. Because I truly do love you. But what is more importantly than Minister Von Dumas loving you? God loves you. Until the next time, God bless you and keep you. We love you.